Hamilton Troll Meets Dinosaurs. Written by Kathleen J. Shields. Character illustrations by Lee A. Klug. Background illustrations by Carol W. Bryant. Narrated by Kat Lukabaugh. Hamilton Troll was walking along the banks of a river blue, wondering as he skipped some stones what today he should do. As he walked along the muddy pathway, he carefully looked down and noticed something a tad bit neat and picked up what he found. It looked to be like a seashell, but it really was quite odd. It felt and looked like stone, but as a seashell, it was flawed. Remembering a lesson once taught him, he decided he should ask Baxter Beaver about it to provide some basic facts. So he found him and asked him what this shell is or does.
A fossil is what it is. A shell is what it was. Millions of years ago, a snail came this way. But at some point, he died, and his body decayed. His shell filled with mud and soon went away. And what is left is this stone that you hold today. It was a time of dinosaurs that lived no longer. They went extinct long ago. We have lost all there were. But if you want, we can show you much more about them if you want to take a field trip to the Dinosaur Museum.
Oh, I would! Hamilton screeched, so excited about this. This was an experience he would never want to miss. So that evening, the three of them floated down the river, and Hamilton was so happy he began to shiver. They made their way out to the Museum of Truth, where Hamilton saw a dinosaur's really big tooth. Bones of a dinosaur constructed its shape, and with its size, if it lived, he could never escape. It was 1,000 times larger than he stood right now, and all Hamilton could say was an awe-filled wow! The prehistoric era was so different back then. Hamilton wondered what could have been. That evening, as he slept, he dreamed and awoke. Millions of years ago, this isn't a joke. He carefully explored. The land was so strange. Plant life and mudflats? So much then had changed. He walked down the path, noticing footprints so great. 5 times his length. 6, maybe 8. He came upon a gathering that looked like a nest. 6 eggs. Really big eggs, he guessed. They were as tall as he is, and one had a crack. And from within, he saw eyes. He felt like a snack. Then, out it came, a large lizard green. It was an amazing sight, the bestest he'd seen. As the other eggs hatched, he watched the rare treat. As baby dinosaurs rose on their very large feet. They were already bigger than Hamilton stood, but young and quite kind, and to him this was good. He asked them all questions, so much on his mind, when Mama approached Hamilton from behind. At first he was startled, and Mama could tell.
Don't worry, small friend. Everything's well.
This dinosaur stood so tall and so high. Her neck was so long, her head touched the sky. With her head about level with the top of a tree, Hamilton climbed it so she could see. As he sat at the top, so far from the ground, he gazed at the world and looked all around. Dinosaurs existed in so many forms, some on 2 feet, some on all fours. Some had large spikes, like plates on their backs. Some had 3 horns. Some left flat tracks. There was an array of life that survived this land. And as Hamilton stared, he found it quite grand. Then Mama leaned in. Her head was so large, Hamilton wondered if she was in charge.
"You are so very big. Your stance is quite grand. Are you the master of this wild land?"
"I am a plant eater, and we mean you no harm. But yes, there are others with really short arms, and they do rule the land because they eat meat. They are as big as us and quick on their feet. But don't let the arms fool you, because they are strong. Their muscles are big and their teeth really long. We call them the carnivore, as they all eat meat. We are herbivores, because plants are our treat."
And just as she said it, Hamilton saw it in view. A meat-eating dinosaur! He didn't know what to do. Its nose was as big as his entire being. When it smiled with its teeth, Hamilton felt like fleeing. And as he turned to escape and fly from the tree, he fell from his hammock and bumped his left knee. And when he realized he was safe, it had just been a dream, he thought of his dream and how real it did seem. And while he was glad dinosaurs were all gone, he was saddened to know they wouldn't live on. So as the morning light shined in through his hole, he decided that day that he had a goal. He made to himself a wonderful pledge to take what he'd learned and share his knowledge. The end.